Well, here's the thing about these confirmation parties or whatever you want to call them, gender reveal parties.
Yeah.
There is no do or do not in scripture about gender revealings. Like, there is no commandment saying, you shall not reveal the gender of your child.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing like that. We know because of technology, which is great. And we can prepare for a boy or girl, but ultimately we still need to prepare for anything because, you know, even with all the technology, sometimes they do get it wrong.
It's true. Darn it! Spent all that money on this.
I know, it's weird. I mean, like, I have heard stories of, like, you know, people who were expecting one child and surprise, you got two.
Oh my goodness. Can you imagine that?
Yeah. So, I mean, like, technology isn't flawless. You know, ultimately God is in control. My only advice is don't go crazy like what some people have done. And of course, the most crazy one is the one that actually caused one of the wildfires in California this year.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Yeah. So that's the result of one of these reveal parties, is that it actually caused a wildfire.
Wait, are you serious? Is this a documented thing? I've not seen this.
I saw it on, I believe it was on Facebook just recently. Wild. And yeah, that seems to be what happened. One of these fires was caused because somebody decided this would be a great way to reveal our...
Fireworks in a drought.
Yeah.
But Andrew, can you imagine that? Because you're a father, right? So can you imagine thinking that you were going to have one child and all of a sudden, boom, and the doctor's like, no, we're not done yet.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Surprise.
Yeah, that would be a bit of a surprise, eh?
Yeah. So, I mean, God gave us a brain and we need to use it.
Yeah,
so we've already talked about this part tonight. We make our plans. Ultimately, God has the last say.